folks, Andrew McKay here. So, your car's got trouble. You need to take it in the shop. You're not sure if it's a little thing or a big thing, or maybe it's just routine maintenance. Whatever the case may be, there's obviously lots of places you can go. You can go to a dealership. You can go to a franchise shop. But don't you want to make sure that it's fixed right the first time? Well, if you need repair work for your vehicle, take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service. Any luxury vehicle especially, just go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway, or check them out online at carclinicservice.com.
You know more because you listen on the weekends. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good morning, 738 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Chip Simmons. He is the Chief Deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Doing about as well as you can do with the impending storm here about a day and a half away, which I'm hoping is not, but, you know, who knows, right? So let's start there just so that, because I know that's on your mind as well. We had storms. We've had storms in the past. What are you guys already doing to try to prepare for the possibility that we have effects from hurricane now, currently tropical storm, but later day it'll be Hurricane Zeta?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we have experience in this sort of thing. We've had, obviously, Sally, and we've had a couple of other close calls this year and years past. So we know what we're doing. We're working with Escambia County Emergency Management, really just looking and monitoring it. As you said, this at the current track, it looks like it's going to hit Louisiana, but we will be impacted. The thing that I'm looking at the most is the forward speed of this thing, and we talked just briefly about potentially at one point hitting at around 30 miles an hour. So we really are paying attention, because at that speed, you don't have much time. This thing takes a jog.
Yeah, it's that speed. I'm with you. That's the one thing that concerns me. Now, you're always in communication with the emergency management. I haven't texted them this morning, but we don't have any, nobody's putting out an evacuation notice, not just yet, right?
No, I think that today a lot of things will come into play, certainly before noon. There are some more updates and then some more information we put out. And that's what we're doing, too. We're letting all of our employees know, obviously, to pay attention to this thing. We may need to act quickly.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And as you say, we'll know a lot more midday today about what to expect tomorrow. And, you know, hopefully good news. Hopefully it's always what you want is you want it to dissipate. I don't want it to go to somebody else either. I definitely don't want it to come here. We had a really odd, kind of unusual thing happen. Was there a robbery at a grocery store? Is that right?
Yeah, last Thursday we had, and like what you said, it's rare. We had a robbery at the Publix at Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. And this is the first time it's happened that I can remember in years. But we had a dude walking into the Publix. It looked like he was wearing surveillance video. It looked like he was wearing a yellow-colored, like a safety vest. And he produces a gun, and he robs the store of what's reported to be about 8,000, but really those numbers are undisclosed, and we don't anticipate disclosing them. The reason it's so different and strange is that usually people from around here don't rob, you know, big grocery stores or that type of witnesses and that sort of thing. So when we looked at it, we thought, well, this must be a guy or probably a person from out of town. And sure enough, just so everyone knows, we're no longer looking for that person. That person has been picked up and captured by, my understanding, has been captured by the ATF over in Jacksonville, which is indicative of the fact that this is a roaming type of criminal, and the ATF was either on him already or caught up to him in Jacksonville.
Well, that great work by them, but as you say, I mean, that seems kind of concerning, because if the ATF is looking for somebody, that is a serious criminal, right?
Yeah, typically these are people that will, they roam from one city to another, and they're not as concerned about people identifying them because they're not from there. And usually they're pretty desperate at that point, and they don't really care. So yeah, we'll get our chance. It depends on what the charges are over in Jacksonville, and I would imagine that's a safe bet to say that he probably has warrants on him from a number of different jurisdictions. So the state attorney's office here, the jurisdiction where he was captured. We'll have a conversation, and they'll decide what the best location is for him to be tried.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. You make me think of something that I don't think you and I have ever exactly talked about. We talk a lot about concealed carry, and we talk about, you know, what to do in situations, but I'm trying to think of, you know, if somebody is in a bank robbery, you know, or somebody is in this case, a grocery store robbery, where there's an armed assailant, and, you know, they're telling people, you know, what to do, get down on the ground, whatever they're doing. What kind of advice do you have for people if they are not armed, and what kind of advice do you have for people if they happen to be armed in that situation?
Well, and we always tell people to protect yourself first. Don't get into a situation where you're not able to handle, you know, your own safety or the safety of your family. Again, these are things that go through people's minds a lot. You know, I think that if people have a carry concealed, first of all, they should be familiar with the handgun, they should, or the firearm that they have, and they should understand its limitations. But they also should understand their own limitations. Even law enforcement officers, when we're off duty, we have a lot of training in what to do and how to do it. In situations where you may be outgunned, it may be best, if no one's getting injured, to wait until they get outside or to report it and follow them. It may be better to, you know, to wait for a certain, for a particular moment. And that particular moment may not come. But and the only advice I would say to give people is to, again, do what you feel you're comfortable with, but make sure that you put yourself in an advantageous position or spot so that your own life can be protected and you're not causing more harm than good.
So sometimes doing nothing is better than doing a stupid thing. I mean, which is, you know, that's good advice, to know your own limitations. I appreciate that. We've also had a couple of events. Talking to Chip Simmons, Chief Deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, we've also had a couple of shootings. The one that caught my attention the most, honestly, was the one where, I guess it was a guy was in a car and had a fight sort of with a homeless guy, and then his buddy showed up at a subsequent. What happened here?
This was some sort of a long running, you know, like a week old feud between the victim and this other homeless guy. He called the homeless guy, and they had had some sort of a run ins, and the homeless individual was wanting to fight him. And then at one point, this particular homeless guy and a gentleman by the name of Jermaine Davis showed up. And again, they were trying to fight the victim.
But the victim was in a car, right? The victim was a driver, right?
Yeah, he was driving through the intersection around Y Street, Y and Marino Street. And these two people approached him. And then they had an altercation there, at which point this Jermaine Davis pulled out a handgun and fired it into the car, striking the victim. The victim had non-life-threatening injuries, but we were able to identify a guy named JJ, which is Jermaine Davis, and arrested him with attempted homicide for that shooting.
Good night, man. That is all right. So yeah, that's a pretty concerning thing. I'm glad you guys have managed to make an arrest in that case, obviously. And then you had another shooting incident over the last couple of days as well, right? Where you're still looking for at least somebody for information, right?
That's correct. On late Sunday night, early Monday morning, we had an individual at Glass Drive in Michigan Avenue was shot. He later died from his injuries. We are looking for an individual by the name of Antonio Reishuni Slocum Jr. He's on our picture of him is on our Facebook page. We want to talk to him. The people that were around there were not necessarily forthcoming. Not all of them were cooperative, but we do have information about some people that may have been there, some people that might have information. And we want to talk, we really want to talk to Antonio Slocum Jr. So if anyone knows where he is, please give us a call, let us know. Don't try to apprehend him. Don't try to grab him yourself, because at this point, all we want to do is talk to him. And if anyone has any information on the homicide itself outside of Antonio Slocum, we also want them to give us a call as well.
All right, very good. Chip Simmons is the Chief Deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Chief, have your deputies stay safe for us as we're looking forward to this storm. And as always, we appreciate the work you do and the time you spend explaining things to us. Thanks so much this morning.
You bet. Take care.
747 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Davis Allen has traffic for you.
So going across Garcon Point Bridge southbound, it is very delayed. Currently backed up onto the hump going into Gulf Breeze. So be sure to pack your patience going into Gulf Breeze this morning. Also, Avalon Boulevard southbound is still delayed, but getting a little bit better. Still backed up around the area of Moores Oak Drive and 9 Mile Road eastbound in front of the Navy Federal Complex, backed up to Beulah Road. So pack your patience there, as well as on Highway 29. There's construction going on in that area southbound in between 9 Mile Road and I-10. Use caution in that area. If you notice anything else, though, you can let me know at 2626-111. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
You know, all of us age. All of us have more trouble over time doing things, right? And that's fine. That's normal. But opening jars, vacuuming, just carrying stuff around, all that stuff eventually starts to get to be a little bit much. And when it starts to get to be too much, you need some help. Maybe you need a lot of help. Maybe it's your loved one that's in that situation as well. And you're realizing that every time you go over, there's more and more and more things that you're doing. And maybe even you're finding it hard to keep up with your stuff and their stuff too. Well, look, at a certain point, it makes sense to move into an assisted living facility. But which one? There are so many different kinds of ones. How do you pick? That's where John Horton comes in. John's with Assisted Living Locators, and his whole purpose is to help you or your loved one find that right next place to live, the one that matches you, the one that matches your lifestyle, your interests, and just all around is the right fit for you. Now, his service is absolutely no cost, okay? It's local. Like, he's been here for more than 32 years, and he's been doing this for more than 7 years, and it's personal. The whole point is to listen to you and to find out your needs and then to find the right place, because it's such a difficult process to do on your own and to figure all these things out. That's the whole reason he's there, is just to facilitate it, to make it easy and make sure that you wind up making the choice that you'll really be satisfied with. Find out more about what John does at assistedlivinglocators.com.
With everything you've been through this year, could your family use a little getaway in the sand and the sun? Casa de Luna has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms, covering over 5,000 square feet in the house, plus another 1,600 square feet of wraparound covered porches. The social distancing won't be a problem in this house. The main living area at Casa de Luna is on the sand level, while bedrooms and bathrooms are spread between sand level and upstairs. There's also a big gaming porch waiting for you with a pool table, foosball, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. When you're ready for some exercise, bicycles are even provided for you at Casa de Luna. And when you get back from your ride, take a dip in the swimming pool, which can be heated during cooler weather. Or just sit and enjoy the beautiful water views. It's convenient too, just minutes away from just about anywhere you might want to go on Pensacola Beach. Find out more by calling Casa de Luna owner Tim at 791-6400. That's 791-6400. 791-6400.
As a sheriff, I'm going to make sure that implicit bias is trained in the academy. De-escalation is trained in the academy. Understanding the dynamics of people with mental illness as well as disabilities are trained in the academy. And you got to hold your personnel accountable for following what we've been trained to do. And if we've done something wrong, we're going to fix it. And if I got the support of the public, we're going to do it together. And we're going to be proud of our sheriff department.
I'm David Alexander, Democratic candidate for sheriff of Escambia County, and I approve this message.
I'm Nathan Cox, founder of Trulin Homes, and we build communities that stay safe and stand tall after the storm. That's why every Trulin home across Baldwin County is built gold fortified. A gold fortified home is built with extra protection, including thoughtful design for windows, doors, and extra support for the roof and walls to help resist wind pressures and debris from hurricanes. We hope you consider a gold fortified Trulin home for your next home buying experience. Visit TrulinHomes.com to learn about our homes and communities. Trulin Homes, a home buying experience made for you.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? Being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's doing a job that makes a difference, serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. To find out about local job opportunities with the Air Force Reserve at MacDill Air Force Base or Eglin Air Force Base, call 800-257-1212 or go to afreserve.com. This message is sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
We're everywhere you are when you have the News Radio 92.3 app. Download it free on iTunes, Google Play, and no more, because you listen to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, I'm Bobby Rossi. Coming up on tonight's show, we'll continue giving you an update on Hurricane Zeta and its storm track. Plus, at 5:50, how the electorate in Florida has changed since 2016.
Bobby Rossi, 4 till 7 today on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is the track. You can see the path and what we're expecting with it. As we take a look at some of the information and the data here, you'll see that this is going to be moving along, too. Now it's moving at about 13 miles per hour. How about Wednesday morning moving at 22 miles per hour, and then Wednesday night moving at about 35 miles per hour? That's about as fast as I've ever seen a hurricane move here over these waters, and that's what we're expecting with it. Pretty narrow cone. I mean, we're fairly confident on this.
That's Alan Strom last night. All of that information confirmed when I spoke earlier this morning to John Purdy at the National Weather Service, a meteorologist there. The storm's going to come on shore fast, 35 miles an hour lateral speed, and it's only going to be a Category 1, we think. Okay, but that does mean that wind speeds are additive on the dirty side, because that's the side that's swirling north. Okay, so the wind is moving to the north and the storm is moving to the north, which means you add them together. So from a ground perspective, let's say the wind is running at, you know, 80, okay, and the storm is running at 35, that's 115. On the dirty side, the other way around, you subtract it. Okay, from the ground-based perspective. So this is definitely one of those things that even if we're not directly in the cone, we do need to be concerned about it. We'll know more later today about the exact path, but on the dirty side, with all of that lateral movement and the wind speed, you're talking about the concern about tornadoes more so than normally. Obviously, surge is all that wind is pushing water to the north, so this is a pay attention for sure, and it's going to get here fast, way faster than normal. It's usually a couple of days lead, and this is tomorrow night is what we're thinking about. 7:54, Mark Jacobs in the newsroom with our headlines. Mark?
Newly confirmed Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett vowing to be an independent voice.
A judge declares independence not only from Congress and the president, but also from the private beliefs that might otherwise move her.
The day after being confirmed in the Senate and sworn in during a White House event, Barrett will be at the court to take the judicial oath administered by Chief Justice John Roberts and then get to work. Eli Lilly stopping a study on an antibody treatment for COVID-19. U.S. government officials stopping the study. They say the drug didn't seem to be helping people who were hospitalized with the virus. And just in time for the holidays, need that smell of KFC in the house. Colonel's bringing back the holiday fried chicken scented 11 herbs and spices fire log for the third consecutive holiday season.
I'm a pass. I don't
make
know.
Your house smell like, yeah.
Although in the fair and balanced news department, the Popeyes and Tiger Point's supposed to open a day. Multiple
get
fried chicken related stuff. Oh, and the chicken sandwich really is that good. It really is that filling, too. 7:55, Davis Allen, time for a quick shot of sports.
Tonight, Game 6 World Series. Dodgers holding a 3-2 series lead. They win tonight. They win it all. First championship since 1988. The Kirk Gibson World Series, which Dodgers players have said we are getting sick and tired of hearing about Kirk Gibson. Well, I'm not.
Really?
That's one
of the greatest moments in history.
I know, but as a current player, you want to move on from that and be the current champions and all that. The Rays have something to say about it. They're sending Blake Snell on the mound. The first pitch tonight will be at 7:08 on Fox. Also, Monday Night Football, the Rams taking down the Bears, handing them their second loss of the year. Both teams with identical records at 5-2. And nothing's going the Cowboys' way. And so bad to where their defensive coordinator was doing his weekly press conference. I guess at lunch he had Tabasco sauce, and then as he had Tabasco with his lunch, and so as he's doing his press conference, he decides he has an itch and rubs his eye.
Oh no.
He had to stop the interview because he was in a lot of pain.
Yep.
He got Tabasco in his eye.
Yep.
It's kind of comical. I think we've all been there once in our lives. I'm Davis Allen, Quick Shot Sports.
When you dice peppers by hand, you have to remember that you diced peppers by hand. That's right. I was cooking Indian food yesterday, and I had all the spices on my fingers, and then I rubbed my eye an hour after. I'm like, oh, no. So that was unpleasant for a minute. Feel for him. All right, Davis, back to you for traffic on the fives.
So taking a look at Garcon Point Bridge southbound, very delayed, backed up almost to Avalon Boulevard. Around this point, it would normally take about 20 minutes for you to get into Gulf Breeze, so be ready to expect those delays. Please use caution. Also, traveling on Highway 29 southbound in between 9 Mile and I-10, it's also delayed there. There's construction in the area, too. Use caution. Traveling along Scenic Highway northbound, going towards the area of Highway 90, that split, it is starting to look a little delayed in that area, or as people are heading on over to work this morning. And then also 9 Mile Road in front of the Navy Federal Complex, the delays are starting to ease up over there, so flowing smoothly once again. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
Whether you're building a new home or considering a renovation, choosing the right construction partner makes all the difference. Join Lacoste Construction Group this Friday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Owner and contractor Jesse Lacoste will discuss both new construction projects as well as renovation projects in both residential and commercial spaces. That's this Friday morning at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Hi, I'm Scott Lunsford, your Escambia County Tax Collector. As you can imagine, the COVID pandemic created challenges for our office and the way we serve you. While this year was challenging, my team and I constantly adapted and created new ways to continue serving the citizens of Escambia County. As life returns to some version of normal, it will be more important than ever to have the right leadership. I would be honored to continue representing you as tax collector. For more information about what we've accomplished, please visit VoteScottLunsford.com.
Made and approved by Scott Lunsford, Republican for Escambia County Tax Collector.
.759 News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Jared Kushner is getting a little bit of heat over comments where he basically said, we provide the framework and we make for success, but we can't make you want to be successful, talking about black Americans. This is controversial because it's controversial to tell people that they need to want to succeed and to work at it. And it's just kind of interesting to me what things people get worked up over. But okay, we'll be back in just a minute. I'm Andrew McKay.
News, talk, traffic, and weather for Northwest Florida. News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Pensacola. It's 8 o'clock.
Warnings are now posted as Zeta zeroes in on the Gulf Coast. One person dead in a fire last night, and the final push to Election Day is on. Those stories coming up after Fox News.
Just a week before Election Day, I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and President Trump will hit three more states, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. His Democratic rival, Joe Biden, will go to Florida.
He said that he doesn't do these kind of rallies because of COVID, you know, because of now, he doesn't do that because nobody shows up.
They were both in Pennsylvania yesterday.
We are doing what we're doing here. Everybody's wearing a mask and trying as best we can to be socially distanced.
But a lot of Americans have already made up their minds. Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
Yeah, Dave, nearly 65 million people have already voted nationally, according to the U.S. Elections Project. 125,000 voters in Maryland turned out for the first day of early in-person voting in that state. Maryland officials say it's a new record. Combined with ballots mailed in, more than a million Maryland voters have already cast their votes. There are rules for in-person early voting in Maryland. Masks must be worn. Everybody needs to keep 6 feet apart. Maryland's early voting continues through next Monday, and then Tuesday is Election Day proper, Dave.
Evan, the president tweeted, how to change your vote is trending on Google, urging people who want to switch to him should try to go do it. Amy Coney Barrett has one more oath to take before sitting on the Supreme Court after being sworn in last night, shortly after the Senate confirmed her.
The oath that I have solemnly taken means at its core that I will do my job without any fear or favor.
No Democrats voted for her, calling her too conservative and it's too close to the election. Protests in Philadelphia. Dumpsters and cop cars set on fire. 30 police officers were injured in the anger over a deadly shooting of a black man with a knife.
The man, later identified as 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr., reportedly approached two officers with the weapon. When Wallace makes a second approach, the officers fired several shots.
That's Fox's Jackie Ibanez. America's listening to Fox News.
Joe Biden openly admitted his plan to violate our Second Amendment rights.
To gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns.
Bingo, you're right.
Obama and Biden spent years trying to violate our Second Amendment rights. As president, Biden and his radical running mate Kamala Harris would finish the job. New taxes on gun owners. buyback programs, strict new regulations on firearms that would trample our constitutional rights and make our families less safe. While Antifa terrorizes our cities and radical leftists call to defund the police, Biden would enact unconstitutional gun control measures, making it harder than ever to defend yourself.
Bingo, you're right.
Your family and your constitutional Second Amendment rights won't be safe in Joe Biden's America.
I'm Donald Trump, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
Some Democrats are already making a push to expand the Supreme Court, adding justices to counter the conservative shift to the right. Of course, Joe Biden would have to win the presidency, and Democrats would have to keep control of the House and have a Senate majority.
Democrats optimistic the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett could cost Republicans the Senate, as issues like health care, including the future of Obamacare, will be heard in the coming days by its newest justice. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tells Fox's Shannon Bream.
I think this nominee will be a political asset for our candidates around the country, not a liability.
The High Court is slated to hear challenges to several of President Trump's policies and very well could take up cases questioning next Tuesday's results. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
Zeta is a tropical storm after hitting Mexican resort areas on the Yucatan Peninsula as a hurricane, and Zeta could re-strengthen into a Category 1 hurricane as it heads toward the U.S. Gulf Coast, could hit Louisiana tomorrow. It will be the fifth storm to hit Louisiana since June. There's a new order issued by the Navy.
The order, stand down. The U.S. Navy's directing all non-deployed aviation units to take a safety break following two separate crashes last week. The commander of Naval Air Force's Vice Admiral Kenneth Whitesell says the pause will focus on improving safety measures. A Navy training plane crashed Friday in Alabama, killing the two officers on board. Just 3 days before that, an FA-18 Super Hornet crashed near Naval Air Weapons Station China Lake in California. That pilot safely ejected. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
On Wall Street, there is a possible attempted rebound from yesterday's big sell-off. Dow futures were up earlier. Now they're flat. The day after the Dow went down 650 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
It's 8:05 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, 76 and overcast. Good morning. I'm Mark Jacobs. Traffic on the fives. Here's Davis Allen.
So Avalon Boulevard going into Garson Point Bridge southbound. Very slow moving now as you're approaching the bridge. It is backed up onto Avalon Boulevard. You're not quite to the toll booth yet. So you'll go through the toll booth and then you'll experience those delays. So just be ready to expect about a 20 to 25 minute delay going into Gulf Breeze. Gulf Breeze Parkway is also a little slow moving westbound as you're in the area of Tiger Point by the Walmart. This is as you're trying to turn into the Garson Point Bridge. I-10, I-110 checking in clear, and the front gate of NAS Pensacola flowing smoothly. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
Tropical storm warning and storm surge warning now in effect for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties as Tropical Storm Zeta moves toward the southern Gulf. The center of Zeta this morning over the northern Yucatan Peninsula with 70-mile-per-hour winds. Zeta should turn toward the north tonight with a faster northward to north-northeastward motion expected on Wednesday. On the current track, the center should move over the southern Gulf later this morning, regaining hurricane strength, and over the central Gulf tonight. Zeta forecast to approach the northern Gulf coast on Wednesday at or near hurricane strength, making landfall by late tomorrow night. One person is dead after a fire Monday night. Firefighters responded to MedPro Solutions on University Parkway. Crews arriving around 7:30 found flames shooting from the roof. One person trapped in the building later found dead. Witness Richie Ross spoke with Channel 3.
It was just literally bursting out in thick black clouds. Like I said, you could barely can even breathe through it. And it was just going up in flames. And the building was just basically just melting.
The Florida State Fire Marshal now investigating. A man shot to death early Monday in Pensacola. Investigators now looking for a person wanted for questioning. Deputies responded early Monday morning to Glass Drive and found a man dead of a gunshot wound. That person's name has not been released. Investigators are looking for 18-year-old Antonio Slocum Jr., they say for questioning only. A senior Navy officer appointed to oversee a panel of experts who will investigate last week's crash of a training plane from NAS Whiting Field. The two-seater went down in Foley, killing the Navy flight instructor and a Coast Guard student pilot. The panel will investigate what happened before, during, and after the crash. This week marks the last push for the presidential candidates, the election a week from today. 42% of Florida voters have already cast their ballots. Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez excited to see this level of excitement for early voting.
I have never seen the likes of an enthusiasm such as this. There are people that are waving flags, that have signs that would never, not even 4 years ago, really didn't care. The intensity is there. The zeal is there.
Ivanka Trump stumping in Sarasota today. Barack Obama's in Orlando. On Thursday, Joe Biden will be in Broward County in Tampa. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Keeping temperatures into the lower 80s. Rain chances coming in later in the afternoon, early evening. About a 60 to 70% chance of showers. We'll also have, obviously, a decent rain chance tomorrow as well as Zeta gets closer. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow as the lower 80s continue. I think the impacts for Zeta really peak late Wednesday all the way overnight and then into Thursday morning. Tropical storm force winds, a tornado risk Wednesday night into Thursday morning. 2 to 4 inches of rain and a high chance for rip currents, storm surge about 2 to 4 feet. For now, though, I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting in the Channel 3 First Warning Weather Center.
76 in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton at 8:09. Our next news at 8:30 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs.
Pensacola's first choice for morning news, traffic, sports, and talk. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Good morning, Pensacola.
A significant amount of discussion that we've been having all over, and I think obviously there's another storm coming, and it's coming on November 3rd. We all know, and if there's a chance that if there's ever an election that I can't wait to hurry up and get over, it's this one.
Why? Everybody loves this time of year. I mean, there's so much good ads on TV and radio. There's so much friendliness on social media. Everybody's happy. And he's not wrong about this.
On November 4th, no matter what happens, the sun's going to rise, and the team in front of you is going to be focused on picking up your garbage, taking care of your streets, monitoring for crime, and taking care in case there's a fire. We'll be preparing parks, and a variety of other things will happen on November 4th, regardless of who wins.
You know, that's a great reminder. And we will still all be each other's neighbors. We will still look, if Biden wins, it's not the end of the world, nor is it the salvation of the world. If Trump wins, it is not the end of the world, nor is it the salvation of the world. I don't mean to, you know, like get religious on you for a minute, but neither one of these guys is Jesus, and Jesus is the guy on the throne. Okay, so you know, just keep it all in perspective a little bit. Just remember, it's our system of government. By the way, one of the reasons I appreciate Amy Coney Barrett is that she keeps reminding people of how the Constitution works, kind of gently, not too loudly, but just lovingly, gently remind. Our system of government is designed to keep the president from being able to ruin the country. Or the Senate, or the House, or anybody. The whole idea of our system of government is you don't want too much power in any one person or any one group of people's hands, right? And so you design this system that is super frustrating. And I know this is basic civics, but it's important for people to understand this. People complain, well, our government can't get anything done. Good. Good. It's working exactly as designed. Fast government, you know, there's a really fast form of government. Totalitarianism, communism, fascism, super fast, super efficient, one guy or a small group of people like the Politburo decide what to do, and they do it. That's what you don't want, because the benevolent dictator model of political philosophy is, you know, it's wonderful as long as you have a benevolent dictator. But you cannot count on there being a benevolent dictator, because power corrupts, and as Lord Acton said, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And the kind of people that seek to have that sort of power generally are not the people who ought to have it in the first place. So what you do is you create a system of government based on the premise that people are sinful, horrible, evil, and tend to become worse the more power they have. And you build a system of government around that theology. That's, by the way, the basis of our system of government. Around that theology that people are a mess. And then you take power away from them. And you slow down their ability to do almost anything. So, the president can't get anything done. Good. The Senate can't get anything done. Good. The less they do, the better for us. Now, when something essential comes along, they're able to act. Why? Because they can find agreement. But if they can't, look, we have a politically divided country, obvious, okay? So the fact that we have a politically divided government means it's representative. Well, Andrew, they can't do anything. Good. That's the point. You know, it is supposed to be infuriating and maddening. Now, the problem sometimes is that it's so slow and inefficient that people lose track of how it happens, and then things take place that they've lost interest over time, like following budgets. God, it's so important. Nobody cares. But you should, but it's hard to follow, right? I understand. So anyway, this notion that, you know, we've got ourselves invested so much like a cult of personality in the political elections, like, oh, it's going to be great. Oh, it's going to be terrible. No, it's not. Neither way. Could it be better or worse? Of course. Does it matter? Of course. But the more you've defined your happiness around anybody's winning or losing, or any political power, parties having power or not, I mean, it's supposed to be America. It's not supposed to matter that much who has control. Of course, I understand that itself is a matter of political disagreement, right? In some ways, one side, and I mean, both sides have some of this, okay? But in some ways, each side wants to restrict freedom, and the other side wants to have more freedom. Some freedoms are bad, some freedoms are good. There's no universal here. I mean, you know, if you just, the champion of freedom is the anarchist, right? But that's not prosperity either, and that's not real freedom either. So anyway, I don't know. It's just something the mayor was saying this yesterday, and it got me to thinking about how, you know, it is so important for us to just remember that, put it in perspective. Don't let social media teach you, or quite frankly, news media, which we are sometimes a part of this problem, I understand. But don't let anybody kind of try to make you think that that's the important stuff in the world. You know what's important in the world? Hugging your kids, kissing your spouse, going to your job, being honest, praying, saving for the future, you know, those are the things that matter. Do that stuff. Pay attention. That's the big stuff. The other stuff about this election, it matters, okay? But one way or the other, life will go on. The sun will rise in the east and set in the west. And, you know, barring an asteroid, we're going to be okay. 8:15 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Speaking of cataclysmic events, we are very concerned about this Zeta and the possibility of it coming here, or at least affecting here if it doesn't directly come here. The big concern is it's going to move so fast when it comes to landfall at 35 miles an hour. That's great for moving through. That's great for not having big rain. That's good, but it is bad for surge, and it is bad for wind speed and the possibility of spin-off tornadoes. So we're keeping a real close eye on it. And obviously, we'll be giving you more information as we know more throughout the day today, arriving tomorrow evening. So today is the day to prepare. Today is the day to, you know, put up those shutters. Today is the day to make sure you got your water and you got your gasoline, you got your food and your charcoal. And just, you know, today is the day to be thinking ahead of time. 8:16 News Radio 92, if you didn't do it already. 8:16 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Davis Allen has traffic for you.
Avalon Boulevard going southbound, going towards Garcon Point Bridge. It is slow moving now around the area of the toll booth. So this is going to take about 25 to 30 minutes to get you into Gulf Breeze today. Avalon Boulevard northbound backed up to around Mary Kitchens Road. That's going to take about 15 minutes to get you over to I-10, which is flowing smoothly, by the way, along with I-110. And also the front gate of NAS Pensacola checking in clear, and back gate is open and checking in clear as well. If you see anything else out there on the roadways, though, you can feel free to let me know at 2626-111. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Join Claimology Thursday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing the recent storms, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm, as well as inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions so you'll know what you need before the next storm arrives.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I am a 20-year United States Air Force Gulf War veteran. I am the first woman to run for the Florida Senate in Northwest Florida in over 100 years. Did you know Escambia is the most toxic county in the state of Florida? That corporations are poisoning our beautiful Gulf of Mexico? That over 17% of the people live in poverty? It's not about the politics. It's about the people. And it's time for a change. I'm Karen Butler, Democratic candidate for Florida State Senate, and I paid and approved this message.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola. Now celebrating their 70th anniversary, Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture and fabrics. Financing is available. Call them at 438-5444. Daryl's Sewing is located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test. You have been listening to a test of the emergency alert system.
Thank you to our Pensacola Arts who are finding new ways to entertain us, in person or virtually online. We're local, and we live here, too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Today on the Pensacola Expert Panel, we have The Garden Line with gardening expert Mike Wiggins and Winning with Anna Lee at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hospitals tell me they are, at this particular time, well within their capability of handling COVID. And as long as we're in that 50 range, it's not a stress on them and they will continue to manage. I haven't seen anything that I'm getting from the hospitals. I'm in communication with them. We were doing weekly. They have switched back to every other week because they have not seen as much of an impact.
So the hospitals aren't even meeting with the mayor every week. They're doing it every other week. That's good news. Again, local hospitalizations are down. Florida just up a little tiny bit in terms of statewide hospitalizations. But the good news, and I'm going to say this every day as long as I can keep saying it, Escambia County has had no deaths for 9 days. Well, no deaths reported. The problem is the reporting lags reality so much that you just can't know anything too much. But still, if you're going to talk about when deaths happen, it's bad news. It's good news when they don't happen, right? So 9 days in Escambia County. In Santa Rosa County, one, two, three, four, five, 6 days and no deaths, and only one in the intervening 10 days. So those are good news. Those are good news indicators. Doesn't mean we need to not wear masks. Doesn't mean we don't need to wash hands with social distance, but it is still good news, and let's take it where we can get it. 822 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Mark Jacobs in the newsroom with our headlines. Mark?
President Trump and former VP Joe Biden running hard 1 week before Election Day. Biden campaigning in Georgia, which has traditionally been a Republican state today. He'll also visit Florida, Iowa, and Wisconsin later in the week. Trump headlining airport rallies today in Michigan, Nebraska, two in Wisconsin. Two firefighters gravely injured fighting a fast-moving wildfire in Southern California. The fire about an hour southeast of L.A. has forced out most of the 90,000 people ordered to evacuate in Orange County. And Washington football coach Ron Rivera celebrating a big milestone, the coach finishing his last chemo treatment yesterday. Greeted by healthcare workers, ringing the bell, signifying his completion of therapy. Diagnosed with skin cancer back in August, but didn't miss any games, only a few practices.
Oh, that's good. That's good. What's the team that he's a coach of?
You know, the Washington football team.
What's the name of that team?
The Washington football team. And it's going to be that next season, too.
All right, Mark, thanks for the update. 823 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. By the way, I did ask the mayor specifically about this issue of decriminalization of marijuana and only going to fines for 20 grams or less. Every time I say it, Davis, I'm like looking at you, making sure I say the right term. You know, ounces versus grams. But anyway, his answer is pretty straightforward. Look, it's, you know, I don't have the power to do that. That's Tallahassee.
Are you saying there's no enforcement, flexibility? You have no authority at all, or?
We will enforce what is the law established by the state of Florida. And I do not believe the city of Pensacola is going to, I don't think that's not a productive way for any community to be at odds with it. If the state of Florida changes something, Andrew, legislatively, we will change with it.
And as far as decriminalization of marijuana?
That's not our law. I understand people are frustrated in the sense that they can't get something passed. Don't blame your inability for legislative to come to me to do something about it. If it doesn't work legislatively, our job is enforcement. Our job is dealing with the enforcement. And if it's that great of an idea, it should be able to pass legislatively.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the Citizens Police Advisory Committee the other day, they passed this thing, resolved that they wanted to decriminalize and only have fines for minor personal possession amounts of marijuana under 20 grams. And, you know, the mayor's like, we enforce the law. I don't, you're talking to the wrong people. It's kind of like these 5G folks that keep going to the city council. Like, what do you think the city council is going to do? That's Tallahassee. They preempted it. You got to understand what you control and what you don't control. And I honestly, the Citizens Police Advisory Committee, I mean, I'm glad it's there. I think the people are all well-intended, but I think sometimes they're not even sure what their scope is, which is understandable. But they're trying to change things they don't even have the power to change. So we'll see, you know, how this all goes. And it was chaos this last time around. We've talked about it a little bit. I haven't played you all the clips. It was really like, wow, this is a bit intense. So we'll see. 825 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Davis Allen has traffic on the fives.
So taking a look at Garcon Point Bridge southbound. Very slow moving. A little bit better, still about 20 minutes now to get you into Gulf Breeze this morning. Again, southbound Garcon Point Bridge backed up completely. And it's going to take you about 20 minutes to get onto Gulf Breeze. Now, taking a look at northbound Avalon Boulevard, it is clearing up just a little bit, but still showing delays around the area of Monterey Lane. Southbound Avalon Boulevard checking in clear along with I-10 and I-110, and the front gate of NAS Pensacola flowing smoothly. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
You know, I'm always talking about Christina Leavenworth and kind of the amazing job she does selling homes. And look, right now it's a little bit chaotic. It's a little bit difficult to figure out, right? You got COVID, you got the election, Sally passed, and potentially, hopefully not, Zeta Future, right? I mean, these are all things that people are thinking about. She might be wondering, like, when is the right time to sell my home? When is the right time? Well, she sent me a message the other day, and she said, Andrew, something people aren't thinking about maybe is what the end of the moratorium on foreclosures might do to the market, which it did happen. The governor lifted that, so foreclosures can proceed. When those will start to hit the market, unknown, but obviously if a lot of backlogged foreclosures suddenly come on the market, that will decrease prices because you've increased supply, and that will mean you lose a lot of equity in your home you're trying to sell. So sell it before that happens is kind of her advice. To find out what price you might be able to get and what time frame to expect, sit down with her. In fact, she'll tell you if you agree on a price and time frame and she can't hit that, She won't even take a seller's commission. That's how confident she is that she understands what the market will do for you. 723-9158, Christina Leavenworth at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk with Bridget Kay, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Chip Simmons, a dedicated law enforcement officer with over 35 years of experience. You know me as a community leader, a Christian, a mentor, a coach, a neighbor, a Medal of Valor recipient, a longtime chief of police, assistant county administrator, and chief deputy. Now is not the time to compromise on qualifications, and certainly not the time to compromise on your safety. Now is the time for greater levels of enforcement and engagement. Now is the time to elect me, Chip Simmons, as sheriff of Escambia County. Our safety depends on it.
Paid political and approved by Chip Simmons, Republican, Escambia County Sheriff.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
is this a little preview because we're in the week of Halloween?
Yes,
I like
that's right.
It. I like it. It's something else. It's not the election. It's not the Supreme Court. It's not the impending storm. We hope not here, right? It's not COVID. I mean, it's all right. I take that. Meanwhile, kind of an awful story out of Las Vegas. Apparently, a guy is driving along and his buddy is hanging out the window, decides that he's going to hit a bicyclist, kills her, he falls out in the process and gets killed himself. Oh my God. My wife and I go biking all the time. Every weekend we go biking for a couple hours, and we have been biking on some areas of Escambia County that are just not safe, honestly. The roads are just not safe. And you add to that that, I won't say we have a higher percentage of morons, but there are enough people that think the humor is let's drive faster in a truck past bicyclists, maybe yell at them and honk our horns as we do it. So let's just say I don't have a positive reaction to you threatening the life of me and my spouse or anybody else, as I'm sure we're not the only ones who suffer this. Just make some space, man. But this story is crazy. Absolutely. It's just the things that people do anyway. 437-1620. Coming up in just a minute, we'll connect with the meteorologist over at the National Weather Service and get you an understanding of what to expect with this Storm Zeta, which is, not here yet, but it is going to move fast across the Gulf and get here in a hurry tomorrow night. And we'll see if we can't get you some good up-to-the-moment information about what to expect. Mark Jacobs, what do you have coming up, sir?
Local officials are gearing up for whatever Zeta brings. The latest coming up right after Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed by the Senate 52-48 as the next Supreme Court justice. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls it
one of the darkest days in the 231-year history of the United States Senate.
Democrats fought confirmation so close to Election Day after Republicans denied a vote on President Obama's nominee in 2016. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell.
This is a happy night for the country, and in particular for this Senate Republican majority.
Six of the nine justices were chosen by Republican presidents. Another hurricane's on track to hit the Gulf Coast tomorrow.
Hurricane watches and warnings are up over south central and southeastern Louisiana. Heavy rain, storm surge, strong winds, and isolated tornadoes will be possible. Meanwhile, another day of fire danger in store for the west. Red flag warnings are still up for Southern California and along the coast.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, 76. It's overcast. Good morning. I'm Mark Jacobs. A tropical storm warning and a storm surge warning in effect for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties as Tropical Storm Zeta moves toward the Gulf. This morning, Zeta's over the Yucatan Peninsula with 70-mile-per-hour winds, but is forecast to reach hurricane strength again today, then speed up as it curves to the north and northeast across the Gulf. Santa Rosa County Emergency Management Director Brad Baker expects to know more later this morning.
We are doing an 11 o'clock update with the National Weather Service, and after that call, we'll decide, you know, any school closures, testing site closures, county offices, evacuations, etc.
Zeta will likely be a hurricane upon approach to the Louisiana coast on Wednesday evening, and will likely be experiencing tropical storm conditions here by late Wednesday night. One person died last night in a fire at an Escambia County business. Happened at the MedPro Solutions on University Parkway around 7:30. First crews arriving found flames shooting from the roof. One person trapped inside found dead. Their name has not been released. Final pass for debris pickup has been announced for the city of Pensacola. Mayor Grover Robinson says so far crews have picked up hundreds of thousands of cubic yards of debris left over from Hurricane Sally.
They've collected over 10,594 loads, totaling 463,399 cubic yards since the collection began on Monday, September 21st. And I believe Sunday was the first day off they've had since they started.
The final pass will be the week of November 16th. One man shot to death early Monday morning in Pensacola. Investigators are looking for a person of interest to question. Deputies responding to Glass Drive yesterday found a man dead of a gunshot wound. Investigators now looking for 18-year-old Antonio Slocum Jr. for questioning. Controversy still lingers as removal of the Confederate monument in Pensacola's Florida Square began. City Council voted to remove the statue back in July. After a lawsuit put the decision on hold, the removal process finally began Monday. Sabrina Wallace Jordan telling Channel 3 it's a big milestone for Pensacola.
Times are different, and things should be different. And we need to embrace, you know, ethnicity, culture, people, you know, and this, again, this is the first milestone to that happening for our city.
A spokesperson for the city says the contract for removal is for 30 days with a total cost of $135,000. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Keeping temperatures into the lower 80s. Rain chances coming in later in the afternoon, early evening, about a 60 to 70% chance of showers. We'll also have, obviously, a decent rain chance tomorrow as well as Zeta gets closer. 60% showers and thunderstorms tomorrow as the lower 80s continue. I think the impacts for Zeta really peak late Wednesday all the way overnight and then into Thursday morning. Tropical storm force winds, a tornado risk Wednesday night into Thursday morning, 2 to 4 inches of rain and a high chance for rip currents, storm surge about 2 to 4 feet. For now, though, I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting in the Channel 3 First Warning Weather Center.
75 in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton at 835. Traffic on the fives. Here's Davis Allen.
Well, Garcon Point Bridge north, southbound rather, going into Gulf Breeze. Very, very slow moving. Backed up to around the area where the toll plaza is located. So this is going to take about 25 to 30 minutes to get you into Gulf Breeze this morning. Gulf Breeze Parkway is a little slow moving westbound in the area of the Garcon Point Bridge entrance. So this is should take you a little bit of extra time to get you into the bridge area. Also, northbound Avalon Boulevard showing about a few minutes worth of a delay. Appears that traffic is backed up to around the area of the Avalon Landing RV Park. I-10, I-110 checking in clear, along with Highway 90 and Highway 29, and also the front gate of NES Pensacola showing no delays. And this report brought to you by Allstate with pay per mile. You could be saving the less you drive. To learn more, get a hold of your local Allstate agent today. I'm Davis Allen with the Traffic on the Fives.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Your money now. The stock market's open. The Dow is down 11 points at 27,000.